liked ministry.
The Bible says that the Israelites requested for a king. They cried out for a king. So God gave them a king called Saul. Now, it happened that after a while, God decided that he had rejected that king. Many of you know the story. But you would realize that though God rejected Saul, the prophet of the Lord, Samuel, was still so much in love with Saul that he cried earnestly before God. Perhaps maybe God would have mercy and restore Saul to his position. But God said no. God did not restore Saul. Now, you have to understand, when God came to Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 16 from verse 1, he says that, how long would you mourn for Saul, seeing that I have rejected him? Now, that meant that Samuel had been in a long-suffering position, crying in intercession for Saul, but God said no. And God specifically made the prophet aware that in the heart of God, there was a secret appointment that was not announced to the prophet. Take notice of this. The prophet was praying about something, but God had a secret reservation in his heart to do with his appointment. And he says that he has found a man after God's own heart. Now, which man were we talking about, or is God talking about? It is David. David was God's cry while Saul was the people's cry. Now, yet still, Saul was still anointed, and David was the next appointed one to be anointed. God had rejected Saul, the anointed one. God has chosen David yet to be anointed. Now, understand this. I want you to understand that there is a shift coming to you. You might have not received the oil upon your head, but you've been selected and chosen by God. And there is a shift coming. Now, many people find it difficult coming into the season of a new shift. Maybe you might be David, or maybe you might be the prophet Samuel, who's got to accept God's choice and what God is doing. Now, it was quite a sad story to know that God had rejected Saul. But Saul, in our time, represents the systems of religion, or the systems of rulership or governance that rules after the affairs of the things that represent a system that once worked because the people asked for it. And in order for that system to function in a time and a season that God wanted it to function, he anointed that system. But a time came that they did not follow after the ordinances of God, and he had rejected it. Saul was not just an individual person rejected by God. Saul was a representation of a system. Why? Because look, at the time when Saul was rejected, he still had more than, when he was going after David, he had more than 30,000 of soldiers following him. I always ask this question: what did Saul tell the soldiers that made them believe that he was the right person and that David was the wrong person and we have to go after him to kill him? And he summoned all these soldiers and they gained his loyalty. I want you to understand that when the systems that God has rejected, they don't come with the identity of a little following. Because God has rejected them does not necessarily mean that all the people that are following that system are going to stop following. It is not like that. It is only a few that by the discernment and the understanding of the Spirit will be able to know that this system have been rejected by God, and so we need a shift. There is a David that has been chosen that we need to go and follow. Hallelujah. So Saul was the system that God had rejected, but he still had a following of tens and tens of thousands of people that the one that God had anointed didn't have that number to follow. But God didn't care. As long as God is with the minority becomes the majority. It is not about the number, it is about God's choice. He said, I have rejected him. Since I have rejected him, because God has found a man after his own heart. Now, if you are the prophet Samuel, which Samuel represent a system of change. Samuel represent the instrument or the system in which God established a change. And sometimes these systems can be a little bit delayed or can be hesitant because they tend to fall in love with what they previously had. But it has to change. So God said to him that, fill your horn with oil. I am sending you to the house of Jesse. Fill your horn with oil. I'm sending you to the house of Jesse. Story about God telling Samuel to fill his own horn with oil is this. Look, God didn't say that, go, I'm going to show you a direction. You're going to do something and the oil upon Saul will depart and it will come upon David. No. He said that, I am the one who makes the oil for greatness. Fill your horn with oil and I will show you what to do. God never lacks oil. He always has fresh oil in his chambers. Some of you are jealous of old systems of oil because to you can see what they are doing now, but you have not seen what God is about to do with the fresh oil that he has put upon your life, or with the fresh oil that he had commissioned a system of change to bring into your life. Some people have killed themselves or have wasted precious time over systems that God have rejected. Why? Because they are looking at the following in terms of number. They are looking at the acquaintance they have with it. They are looking at the fact that they might be, there might be a loss should they depart from such system. Now, when you bring that home, it can represent something that you are in love with, something that you are so addicted to, something that you think is valuable, but it's not helping your spiritual life with God. God says that it is about time you cut that thing off, because there is a system of change that is coming. He needs the heart for the new unction to function in the new season. Hallelujah. There is a new system that he's about to establish. So you need to cut off the old system. It's like the old wine and the new wine phenomena or system of change that God establishes. Hallelujah. So God said to Samuel that, fill your horn with oil, for I have found a man. Go and anoint him with this fresh oil. He didn't tell him who this man was. He didn't even mention his name to Samuel. I tell you, there is no prophet, single prophet in this entire surface of this earth that holds the destiny of any man higher than God. No, God always has the final say concerning any destiny that a man carries on this earth. Have that and have that in mind. I am not saying that God cannot use prophets to establish you, but I'm talking about the totality and the finality of a man's destiny and life. It is only in the hands of God. Hallelujah. Now, look at something. When Samuel went into the house of Jesse, a prophet with such 100% accuracy, the Bible says that the word of Samuel never fell to the ground. Prophet with 100% accuracy and beyond. Go into the house of Jesse, and this man is confused about who is anointed of God. Beloved, we have many fathers that have missed God's choice. We have many prophets that have missed God's choice. Many of you have missed God's choice. Why? Let me tell you a mystery about why Samuel was confused when he went into the house of Jesse. Samuel was confused because this man was in love with Saul. This man was in love with Saul's stature as a man or a king appointed by God. Remember, the Bible declares that Saul, in terms of height, handsomeness, and stature in Israel, there was nobody that stood head to toe with him. Nobody had the stature that Saul carried. He was a giant gallant man in the land of Israel. He was the perfect king by choice in terms of physique and appearance. He was the people's lover. Hallelujah. This had consumed not only the hearts and the minds of the people, but it had also consumed the heart of Samuel the prophet, that even when God was ready to choose a new king, he could only envision the new king in the eyes of how he saw the king that he so loved that God once appointed, who was Saul. But he was wrong. God's choice was not in the physique. God's choice was not in the handsomeness. God's choice was not in the stature. God's choice was not in the physical appearance. So God came to him and said to him that, no, I have rejected this one too. Look, God has rejected the handsomeness. God has rejected the physique. God has rejected the stature. God has rejected whatever appearance that in the eyes of men qualifies one to be accepted of God. God has rejected that. God looked at the heart of men, which many cannot scan. God said that, I have rejected this one. The first son of Jesse walked about, and Samuel was confused. He says, indeed, the anointing of God is here. But it was false. Why? Because the man was in a, I don't know if it's the limo or whatever it is, but he was confused. He wished he would have a king just like Saul. But no, that was not, no. He was not God's choice. God's choice was not in the things that the prophet envisioned. So God spoke to him and he came back to his senses. Now, Eliab had all his children pass by. Now watch something. He was still hoping that amongst the sons of Eliab that came and their physique matched that of Saul, he probably could have picked. So he allowed all of them to pass. But yet still, none of them, anybody that passed, the word of God would come to him and say, I have rejected this one. Not that he's not, he says, I have rejected this one. And God didn't tell Samuel that the son is in the wilderness looking after the flock. But rather he asked, is that all your sons? I want to declare unto you that because of the new shift that is coming, you are about to be located in the place, whether it be wilderness, whether it is you looking after flocks, whether it is in the prison, whether it is in the place of reject, whether it is in a place where people have stigma, by stigmatization you've been rejected, whether it is a place where your integrity is at stake, whether it is a place where because of poverty you are not counted, I want to tell you that God is about to locate you, because there is a shift coming in the name of Jesus, because a new king is needed in the land. Hallelujah. So he asked that, is that all your children? He says, no, there is one that is looking after the flocks. He said that we will not sit down until he comes. Restlessness is about to take place in the land because of you. Restlessness is about to take place in the family because of you. There shall not be any peace until your appearance, whether you are looking after sheep, whether you have cowed down on you, whether you are filthy, whether you are in shame, whatever condition you are in. I want to tell you that there is a call that is coming from God, because God has seen your heart and he has chosen you. You might not be among the sons that are seated with the so-called fathers in the house or in the land enjoying the fruits of the fathers. But I tell you that there is a greater father up there in the heaven who has seen your heart and is about to call you to a place of prominence. Hallelujah. Get ready. There is a shift coming. There is a shift coming. And remember that even after the choice, the so-called anointed person that was once on the throne then turns against the one that God has freshly anointed. Gird your loins. That anointing that has come upon you would attract enemies, not only those that are outside the kingdom, but those that are within the kingdom. And they are about to pursue your life. But I tell you that the anointing upon your life, is fresh, is current, is very updated. It is about to walk through the mysteries of God, where God empowers men and prepare them for the throne. Saul didn't have the Adullam experience, but David had the Adullam experience. That is an advanced system of oil preparation. God is about to prepare your oil like never before, and you are about to climb a throne that no man can contend you for. Upon that throne, you would be laid, the keys of David will be laid down upon you. What do I mean? Access will be given to you in places of authority. Why? Because the oil that has come upon your life is an advanced one. One that is greater and mightier. Prepare for a shift. Get ready for a change, for you are in a new season. Join us in our 3D, our 3 days of fasting and prayer. Connect with the True Light Ministries, and I can bet you that by the Spirit of Truth and Light, your life will never be the same. Your mindset will change, your perception will change, your conception will bring forth a new thing, because your patterns of reasoning are going to change. God bless you, and we would see you early tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. UK time, 5 a.m. GMT Ghana time, and then 9 p.m. evening, which is 8 p.m. Ghana time every evening. God richly bless you, and connect with us. Bye-bye. True Light Ministries.